Our Bab of Nezikin, Ashar Agbar Ma'amahemer, the Mishnah introduces the world of Nezik using terminology of Abbas. And then the Mishnah, as we saw, analyzes them. Why we go four? Or is it all six? Why can't you have just some of them written, not other ones? And ultimately, the Mishnah said, Atzal Hashem Shebehem, you have all that written in Chumash. And the common denominator is the darkin mazik and shmir asan alecha. These are things which typically are mazik, shmir asan alecha. They're things that you're obligated to keep an eye on, like we discussed last week. And if you should hizik chava mazik, shalim shalim nezik meitavah. If you have these six or similar things, which are also darkin mazik and shmir asan alecha, so you're going to be obligated to pay if you were not shomer properly. You're obligated to pay the meitav haaretz. You're obligated to pay, if you're paying with real estate, I owe you $10,000, and nowadays you're typically paying with cash. We'll see later on the board as I talk about that, that the psukim and chumash and mishpatim talking about meitav sadeh, meitav karbo yishalim. Now, paying from your finest real estate, at the very least, if you're paying with real estate, it needs to be grade A, edus, as opposed to venus or ziburus, as opposed to grade B or grade C. Payment of real estate has to be grade A real estate. The mission in Masechet Gittin, Perek HaNizakin, fifth Perek, first Mishnah talks about paying different types of debts you might have using real estate. But this is something that's unique to Nezikin, this idea of paying with meitav. Other situations you have to pay, you're only obligated to pay grade B, or sometimes even you can get it with grade C. That's one of the hallmark dinim of Nezikin, as we're going to see later on the next couple of lines, we're going to expand the list of those Nezikin beyond these four or six that appear in the Mishnah. But the common denominator of all those will be that you pay Meita. But this list, the Rishon point there, has more to it than just paying Meita. This list, we assume, Avos means Avos in the literal sense. We call these avos because they generate other cases. They are tolados. And the Mishnah asks a question, which at this point, the Gemara, excuse me, asks a question, which at this point seems like a straightforward question. Again, back to the bottom of that vase of vase, you show them here point that we'll have to reassess this question. The Mishnah says, well, you talk about avos, and avos generate tolados, so what does that mean? They generate tolos. Paul's saying, okay, the first question the Gemara asks, as we show up later, the Gemara didn't ask, what are the tolos? First question the Gemara asks is, what's the mixed relationship between avos and tolos? All right, jump. It seems like a level two question right away. Avos, tolos? They're tolos? Well, what's the status of the tolos? Paul's saying, yotzeben lav yotzeben. Are they the same as avos or not? Which one would I assume? It's always a good question to ask yourself. We have a Shaila, what's the muskul rishon? What's a natural assumption, and which one is less obvious? The Gemara says, well, I can find you models in halacha for both toldos that have the same din as yav and toldos that do not have the same din as yav. The one that you have Shabbos, and then you have Tumah. So we'll get to Tumah later on. Tumah is the very last line of Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash. As you're going to see, by Tumah, when you have a tolda, it does not have the same degree of power as Yav. While by Shabbos, Kabe Shabbos Tanah, Avos Mul, Avos Ebron Chazach. The Mishnah, in the Parag Zion Mishnah Beis, Taf Ayin Gimel Amad Alphas, after Shabbos, 40 to 39 Malachas, and then the Mishnah has a whole list, we can make the same deal. Avos Mechal Zikatos. The reason why they're called 39 Avos Malachas rather than just 39 Malachas is because these 39 Avos generate other similar cases which are chayav as well. Avos mechal dikatolos, and there the din is tolos say it is chayav tzedek. Losh that the tolos have the same status, the same power as the av. How do you know? Losh no av chatos, losh no tolos. It doesn't matter whether you did an av or you did tolos. For instance, you saw the Rambam gives the example borer. So tolos of borer is curdling milk into soft cheese, into cottage cheese. Right? So I put some rennet, I put some enzymes into the milk, and that coagulates the protein, and the water, the whey, stays behind. I do that, that's a told of boards. So whether I did board in the classical sense, I'm picking out the pebbles from the wheat pile, or I stuck some rennet into the milk and I made cheese, but the Avraham told me, either way, I'm chayav tachas. Whether I planted something or I watered something which I already planted, which is a tolda, mashka is a tolda, either way, I'm chayav tachas. So you see, it's not as though, you know, the av is a chiyukat, it's kare, it's misa, while the tolda is only malchus. No. Lo sha'av tachas, lo sha'tolda tachas, lo sha'av skil, lo sha'tolda skil. The same exact Homer Adin. So that's an example. On my Tumma, Shabbos is a model of Avos and Tolos, where they have basically the same thing. Then the Gemara asks a question. Now, some questions might already be over. The Gemara asks the following question. Well, if they really are the same, they shouldn't really be the same. Some of the Gemara asks, they're really the same. My Ika Ben Avotolos. If they're really the same, what's the difference between Avraham and Tumah? By Tumah is very clear, as we'll see when we get to Tumah. Some of the real differences between the Rishon with Tumah does not have the same power as the Avraham. So it's clear that they're different. Here, what's the difference? It's itself an interesting question. You just told me they're the same, so why are you asking what's the difference? Right. So the Gemara says, well, Nafkamina is the Ilu Avid, Shte Avid by the Adadi, or Shte Polis by the Adadi, Mechayda Mokad, Mechayda. If I did two Avos, or I did to Totos, at the same time, I'm chayav for each one. Obviously not skilo, but I'm chayav chatos for each one. There's two of them shogin. So I did Zoreya and Bona for the shogin. Or I watered plants and I drew a picture. I watered plants and I made cottage cheese. Two Totos and two different others, so you chayav chatos for each one. While if I planted, I planted the soil, then I immediately watered it, I followed the instructions, Zoreya and Mashke, you only chayav one. So that's the difference. Anything strike you as strange about that? Why?
Well, it doesn't, it can't give a difference if it does that, if it's still connected, like, it's not complicated because it's not separating the two.
Oh, right. In other words, this is not an opinion between whether you're in any particular action an av or a tolda. If I did an av and a tolda of a different av, I also presume chayiv two. If I do two toldas of two different avs, I'm chayiv two. If I did two toldas of one av, presume I'm only chayiv one. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's not so much a question of whether any given activity is an av or a tolda. It's not a question. We're not asking what does it matter whether watering is an av or a tolda. We're asking, what does it matter that there are 39 categories? But it's valuable to have categories. It doesn't sound like it's really a question of av versus tolda, just a question of having 39 as opposed to one big rubric of melech and shabbos. Because it seems like, at first glance, it seems like we're not really answering. We're answering a different question. We're not answering the question of the Gemara. Okay, something we need to think about. Then the Gemara raises Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't even accept the idea we just gave as an answer. And the Gemara has another answer, where its writer seems like he's not at all answering the original question. So we're going to have to pick up with this mitzvah tomorrow, and we'll see that the technical question will lead us to a mitzvah big steps.